It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Every Friday we talk sports. And Mike, I just want to start, not with sports, but I have a bone to pick with you. Because
get in line.
2 weeks ago, it was, also happy belated birthday. I think I missed that last week. So
I
apologize. But you had said a few weeks ago, you said, you know what? I took a couple weeks off from drinking. I eased up on the cocktails, focused on the gym stuff. And when we had talked, you had lost 8 pounds already.
And I'm down to 12 now.
Yeah. Okay, great, Mike. So I was like, you know what? That's very inspiring. And I work my ass off in the gym. And I was like, but, you know, we're all, I was in pandemic, you know, daily cocktail mode. Nothing crazy. But I was like, let's cut out the wine. So I haven't had a drink since, let's take a look at the calendar here. It was the last week in July. I haven't had a drink since July 27th. And Mike, do you want to just take a stab at how many pounds I've lost?
Nope. I know better than to guess a woman's weight, how much they've lost. Nope, not even taking a stab. Nope.
Zero. It has not gone down at all. Not even like a half a pound. I've been at the same weight. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I mean, and I know this is only going to make you more aggravated because, like, I didn't view myself as, like, fat before. It's more like, we were kind of just sitting around these last couple months. Let's, you know, just try to get lean again. So a lot of it, though, I feel like has to do obviously with the diet, and people say diet.
Yeah.
But I was just adding extra cardio too. I mean I think a lot of people aren't necessarily fans of cardio, but it's just become like the norm for me now to go out and run a couple miles on the treadmill now, just high intensity stuff. But Keep going with it. I mean, is it just the wine that you've cut out? Is the beer? I mean, I feel like it has to be everything.
I haven't had a single drink.
Soda? Can't have soda, too.
I don't drink soda. I drink coffee in the morning, not even with no sugar in it, just non-dairy powder creamer. And then
I can't say I'm one of these, like, nutritionists and saying, you know, like, this is what you should do or that do. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there saying, all right, this is what's probably the issue. I have no idea. I mean, I'm throwing darts in the dark right here, telling you what could be wrong, but I'm just going to be optimistic for it. I'm just going to say, keep going with it.
Thank you.
It's going to happen.
So, well, and that's what I have put a little bit of pandemic weight on, too. So I'm getting back into the cardio. It's a little too hot for me to run right now. So I do plan to start running again because running does really lean you out. That'll be the September push, but I incorporated HIIT back into my workout and stuff like that. So I'm telling you, I'm going to be mad until I lose weight, though. Okay,
just know that. Like I said, I mean, you're not the only one that's upset with me. So, and I'm sure, you know, as we get through, and I know we're going to talk about college football. You know, there's a lot of people that are upset with the media because they think we're pulling for football not to happen this fall, when in reality, it's our livelihood. We all want to see college football. We all love college football, and it's just, obviously, this past week was just insane.
Yeah. Well, so Big Ten cancels, Pac-12 cancels, and we're all just holding on for the SEC, ACC, Big 12 now?
Yeah, Big 12 made a decision this past week that, as of right now, they're going forward. So you have the Big 12, you have the ACC, and you have the SEC. At least for right now, they plan on playing football. And I say that a little nervous. The reason why I'm a little nervous saying that is because I feel like, you know, when this does come out, because we usually tape this around noon on Fridays, I feel like with the way that I've seen things, who knows what could happen by the time this thing comes out or by the time someone listens to this. So, you know, please put a little bookmark or cliff note or whatever, you know, put a little asterisk next to what I just said there, because I feel like this situation is so fluid. I do believe that the SEC in particular, but the ACC as well, would be the last two dominoes in terms of the Big Five conferences to go down. I feel like they'll hold out until the very last minute. I wouldn't be shocked to see if the Big 12 at some point, if they do pull back. Because, like I said, just because people are making decisions right now, I mean, we saw with the Big 10. A week prior, they had their schedule pretty much ready to go. And then what happens? A week later, okay, we're not playing this year. We're not playing this fall, excuse me. So I feel like between now until the actual kickoff for this late version of the season begins, I think it's just such a fluid situation that anything can just change at any moment.
Yeah, it's all up in the air. And, you know, for, I think, was it the Big Ten that they said that they're looking at playing in the spring instead? Do you think that's going to be the case?
Yeah, and the Big Ten was the conference that kind of got things going in terms of the Power Five. Because we saw some other conferences. We saw, obviously, a Power Five conference, much smaller conference, but it's still an FBS-level school. We saw some FCS-level schools. So the old term would be D1AA with the Ivy League and the Patriot League saying, you know, we're going to delay our season and hopefully be able to play it in the spring. The Big Ten was the one that made the push, though. The commissioner, Kevin Warren, said that he was in favor of playing the spring season, and it kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. And then we saw the emergency Power Five conference that Sunday, and that kind of led to the snowball effect of them ultimately coming out on Tuesday saying we're not going to play this fall, and then that was followed by the Pac-12. I think it's one of those things that, from a liability standpoint, they just don't want to take the risk of playing football in the fall.
Yeah.
And they're trying to stay as optimistic as they can to be able to say, hey, we want to play in the spring, but that's going to also create a lot of challenges because, one, well, we just don't know what it's going to look like in the spring. We can be as optimistic as we want, but we just don't know what it's going to look like. And number two, it creates challenges for, number one, financially for programs, but number two, how is that going to affect next season? Because you're going to probably have to have a condensed schedule for football in the spring, and then you're going to have a condensed schedule for that fall because you're not going to be having too much time in between. So lots of popsicle headaches definitely to be had over these next couple months.
You know, it's kind of exhausting, and I've talked about this just on the show in general, but it's almost like I'm tired of hearing about stuff being canceled, and that goes across the board. You know, it was like Bonnaroo, and I'm like, nobody thought Bonnaroo was going to happen to begin with. And I think the back and forth is almost infuriating, and I know from your perspective, you know, and what you do for a living, I'm sure it's exhausting hearing people like, say like, oh, the media is doing this, and you want to be like, look, I'm not responsible for that. Like this, it's above all of us at this point. You know, the NCAA, they said they're canceling all championships that fall. I just saw that headline at the gym this morning. What does that necessarily mean?
Well, that necessarily means, and Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, came out with a statement yesterday, and he practically said, you know, it's tough for a lot of these conferences that are still playing, which was, of course, more so Division One schools, because a lot of Division Two and Division Threes just had to pull the plug on everything because financially it just was not going to work. And of course, you have to factor in testing. You know, how are they going to be able to test? You know, the NCAA wants these colleges to be able to get tested on a regular basis. I know the SEC is pushing to be able to get tested 3 times a week for football. So what it came down to is a lot of teams just weren't going to be playing this year. And it's just like, if you have more than 50% of the teams aren't playing, how can you really have a champion? For football, though, for FBS, that's the only one right now where a championship, as of right now, is still on because the college football playoff is not sanctioned by the NCAA. So they can kind of do their own thing. That's the only thing. But you have, you know, the smaller Division One, which is the FCS level. They are getting their championship yanked. They're not having a champion this fall. Division two, as I mentioned, Division three, but this goes across for all these different sports. FBS is the only thing that right now the championship is still on as scheduled, but that could change. That could change because we still have so many questions still to be answered. And as I mentioned, this is just so fluid. You know, we just don't know how this is all going to play out these next couple weeks.
And I think from the fans' perspective, people are just tired, regardless of where you stand on anything right now. It's been a long 2020, and a lot of people, I watch football, I like football, I know things about it, but I'm not like crazy. I don't have any, you know, team logos tattooed on me, but I know people are really into it. But also I think for a lot of people throughout the country, it's entertainment and it's a chance to disconnect from all the other BS that's going on in their lives. So I feel like people are really disappointed. It would be great to have that to focus on. But with that being said, you and everybody at Watch Fox had a big announcement this week over something you guys are doing that will be a big event. Excited to get on the air with. What is that?
Yeah, we're really excited. The 29th annual George Rogers charity event will be taking place on Watch Fox. It'll be the first time in its 29-year history that this has ever occurred. And the main reason being is because, you know, for a lot of people in Columbia, they know this event. It's a tremendous one. It benefits first-generation college students. And for George, he was a first-generation college student. And he's been able to raise millions of dollars over these nearly three decades to be able to not just get these kids to college, but to change their lives. And unfortunately, with the pandemic, that weekend, and it's a whole weekend. It's not just a one-day event for him usually. You have a live auction, you have a silent auction, you have a golf tournament that follows the next day. Unfortunately, that was all washed out because of the pandemic. So George Rogers, the foundation, they reached out to me a couple months back, and we kind of just spitballed some ideas back and forth, and we came up with this kind of, I guess you could call it like a telethon. You know, people will be able to go on to the website during the event and be able to make donations. And the reason why this is a very special year for George is because this is also the 40th anniversary of George winning not just the Gamecocks only Heisman Trophy, but the whole state only Heisman Trophy. So we'll be able to not only, you know, have the fundraiser part in there, which you're going to see a lot of great guests, you know, Coach Muschamp, Don Staley, some former teammates, both from a professional level and college level, not to give it too much away, but we're also going to have stories, though. You're going to hear from George and some of those former teammates and people that covered George during that 1980 season will be reliving that Heisman year. So it's going to be very special. We got some musical performances mixed in as well.
Ooh.
And it's just going to be a fun night. And this is going to take place Sunday, August 23rd at 6 p.m. on Watch Fox, an hour-long program. So not too much going on, I don't think, on that Sunday. So, you know, you can be able to kick your feet up, relax, and it's going to be a fun event.
That's awesome. Do you want to put together a drinking game, like, so that we'll come up with the word that every time you just slip in, people have to take a drink?
That's scary to say that because we haven't taped this yet, because this won't be live. We tape stuff like this, so, you know, you tell me that, now I'm going to be thinking of a certain word. So I don't know if I can get on board with that right now quite yet, because then I'm going to be thinking about that as I'm up there. I'm like, great, now I just said that word. Now there's another sip.
All right, so we'll work that out next weekend. If people want to hang out with you, Mike, where can they find you? We're on social media and on the air.
On social media, you can follow me on Twitter at Mike_UVA. And then on Watch Fox, we have shows, at least for now. Hopefully it won't be changing. Hopefully sports will be around for a little bit longer for us. But Monday through Fridays at 11 o'clock, the Sports Zone, 30 minutes of sports, the only place in the Midlands that you'll be able to find that. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we are on at 10 o'clock. So we'll continue to have as much sports out there as we can, but we'll just continue to cross our fingers that we'll have football, at least down here in South Carolina this fall.
Yeah, dude, that would be amazing. I'm hoping so, too. And we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, football's still on the table.
No question about it. Thank you, Amy.